This episode's wild. We're with Pete Alonso in the dugout and some of the other New York Mets. They make appearances. We were supposed to send this to the Mets, and we didn't, so we just let it fly, baby. This is unedited, raw daddy footage. Woo! And if you want to see me live and raw, go to chrisdcomedy.com for Tiki Wikis. We have got the Brea Improv up there. We got Montreal. Vermont is getting added very soon. Burlington, Vermont. Montreal at the end of July. Brea Improv, August 17th to the 20th in Brea, California. San Francisco, September 8th to the 10th. Chicago Theater, September 30th, with more dates coming soon. ChrisDComedy.com. This episode is wild. Go vote for Pete Alonso in the MLB All-Star Game, baby. The Polar Bear. Donovan Mitchell's over there. Great NBA star from the Utah Jazz. Queens kid. The Knicks had an opportunity to sign him. And they didn't. And his father works for the team, and he's doing batting practice, blasting home runs. Donovan Mitchell's probably better than everybody on the Cincinnati Reds at baseball. Could you imagine playing? Could you imagine getting drafted to the league, and then you play for the Cincinnati Reds? What would you do? Ask yourself that question. You literally get – it's your dream to play professional baseball, and then you have to play it in Cincinnati. Would you do it, or would you just quit? Would you just – what would you do? You're at home. You're from Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So if you see this kid's from Cincinnati, if that's the face of Cincinnati, I don't want to be there. I mean, you, dude, you look like you're going to get in a Bitcoin scandal any day now. You have got that white-collar criminal face, dude, like Christian Bale from American Psycho, Cincinnati face. Yeah, dude. Honestly, you got to ask yourself this question. Ask yourself this question. You play baseball for a living. Okay, your dream has been to get drafted to the professionals and then to the major leagues, and then you get drafted to the fucking Cincinnati Reds. Would you play for the Cincinnati Reds or just start in OnlyFans? What would you do? I would start in OnlyFans because, number one, I'd probably make more money. Number two, there'd be more people subscribed to my OnlyFans that would ever go to a Cincinnati Reds game. Okay, here comes Pete Alonso, known as the Polar Bear. They call this, look at this guy, Pete Alonso, everybody. Petey Babes. Look at. Can go on this one? Pete, we're getting right into it, my friend. Wow. Look at how jacked Pete Alonso is, folks.
Stop.
It's fucking steel. Well, ooh. Dude, you're an American man, my friend.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Thank you. Excellent. Thanks for coming out.
Dude, are you kidding me? Thanks for having me on the pod. I mean, look. Let's get in. I mean, dude, what do you do for legs? Do you just eat? What do you just eat bear meat? What do you do for legs?
Ton of squats, deadlifts, that type of stuff.
Dude, you are born to play baseball.
Damn right.
Thank God you made the major leagues. What the hell would you be doing if you weren't a professional baseball player?
So I had two aspirations in life when I was a little kid. It was to either be an astronaut or to be a professional baseball player. And I failed calculus as a freshman.
Well,
in
also,
college.
Dude, you're too big to be an astronaut. It's like, what do you mean? How are you going to fit in that tiny ass fucking spaceship? Pete, it's not going to happen.
I know.
You can't be an astronaut.
I know. I'd have to lose like a lot of weight.
Also, didn't you go to the University of Florida?
I did.
Yeah, no astronauts have ever come out of the University of fucking Florida.
And my ass failed calculus at the University of Florida.
But honestly, dude, I wouldn't expect anyone to pass calculus. Why do they even teach the kids calculus? Unless you want to be an astronaut, which most kids, like my kid wants to be an astronaut. She's not, it's not going to happen. She's dyslexic. It's not going to happen. Why, don't you think we should be teaching our children about, you know, the kids today? Let's teach the kids about cryptocurrency. Let's teach them about war. Let's teach them how to start an OnlyFans when they're 18. Let's get them to make some money because it's not going to work. I mean, who cares about going to school anymore, right?
I mean, you don't need a degree to make money.
You don't need a degree. Do you have a degree from University of Florida?
I do not. I'm a college dropout.
And look at that, dude. And you will be making money after next year when you get that big contract. Yeah, that's what it is. No, Pete. Wait, so how old are you, Pete?
I'm 27.
27 years old. Ask yourself at home, what the hell were you doing at 27? I was still living with my mother. Josh Cohen, who knows what Josh... Josh, what were you doing at 27? Was Josh Cohen, he was still trying to graduate from NYU, which he just did a month ago at the ripe old age of 36.
That's a lot of victory laps.
A lot of victory laps. 27 years old, dude. And, I mean, you're playing for the Mets. I mean, listen, first of all, I want everyone to go out and vote for Pete Alonso, get his ass into the All-Star game. And I want to ask you this. Let me ask you this. And listen, dude, we can edit this out if you want. Have you ever seen the movie Celtic Pride?
I have not.
Okay, so Celtic Pride, written by the great Colin Quinn, is about the Boston Celtics playing the Utah Jazz, and they take, who was the guy, who was the best player on the Jazz? Well, I forgot, who played it? Was it Damon Wayans, right? Damon Wayans was the best actor, was the best player in the Utah Jazz, and in an effort to win, for the Boston Celtics to win the championship, Dan Aykroyd, and who else, who was the other guy?
They cut his knees down?
No, no, no. What they did is they, Dan Aykroyd and, I'm blanking on his name. No, not Joe Pesci. From Home Alone, the tall villain. Daniel Stern?
Oh, the Sticky Bandits guy.
Daniel Stern. Yeah. The Sticky Bandit. Well, the Sticky, well, the Wet Bandits.
Or the Wet Bandits.
Wet Bandits from Home Alone. But what they did was, in that movie, is they tied up Damon Wayans' character being their best players in an effort for the Celtics to win. So let me ask you, to get you into the All-Star game, do you want me to tie up Freddie Freeman? I'll kidnap him. Dude, I know plenty of people out in New York City that if you want us to take care of Freddie Freeman, we will take care of Freddie Freeman. And next thing you know, your vote's going up, 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 up.
Well, don't do that to Freddie. He's a really nice guy. But yeah, if you want to take it upon yourself, yeah, do what you need to do.
Dude, homeless pimp behind the cameras doesn't even know what sports is. He thinks Freddie Freeman's a porn star. He has no clue who Freddie Freeman even is.
Sounds fun,
yeah. No, dude, I think you're going to make it. I think. Well, you're definitely going to go in the home run derby. How many home runs are you going to hit this time in the home run derby?
All of them.
You're going to hit every home run?
All of them.
Dude, because you, the way you do it, it is like a simple, like a monumental feat for a human being would be to hit a home run in a Major League Stadium, and you can just do it, like, with ease.
Well, it's a lot of hard work as a kid, but ultimately, like, when I do the derby, I'm doing it for, like, my 7-year-old self. Because for me, like, when I watched it growing up, I was like, man, these guys are, like, superheroes to me.
Well, and Pete, what your 7-year-old self would tell you is to focus on calculus and go be an astronaut.
Yeah, I didn't really do a good job of that. Dude. It was I tried to do both.
Doesn't Pete look like a guy who just loves a good tickle? Jeez, I knew he was ticklish. Pete loves it. Oh, bro, and he's got dry armpits. What deodorant do you use?
Degree.
Shout out Degree. Give this man a sponsorship because his armpits are dry, baby.
Dry as the desert.
Dry as the desert. Dry as you know what. We'll say it after.
Okay.
Pete, listen, dude. I mean, it's one of those things where can I just be honest with you? Let's
yes.
be honest. Let's be vulnerable.
Okay.
And please don't hit me. But I actually, I'm a Yankees fan. Hear me out. My father, born and raised in the Bronx. Okay. So you have to be a Yankees fan. I got to be a Yankees fan. But I have a thing with my dad where, first of all, he's getting older now. He's in his 70s, diabetes, right. But he's, you know, deep throwing cupcakes like you can't imagine. And he, I think when he dies, I'm going to come out of the closet as a gay man and a Mets fan. What do you think of that?
Is this out of childhood spite?
Childhood spite, yep.
Childhood spite.
Dad, I'm gay!
on his deathbed?
Yeah.
Or like right before, so it's like the last thing? Or just
the last thing.
The last thing you say to him?
I wonder what would kill him quicker, if I whispered in his ear on his dying moments, Dad, I have a husband, or Dad, I'm a Mets fan?
I mean, it's 2022. Everyone's accepting now. But I think it's probably the Mets thing. It's a Mets thing. That would probably kill your dad quicker.
Do you want to convert me as a Mets fan, or you couldn't give a rat's ass what team I voted for, what team I root for?
I mean, I don't care what team you root for, but I'd still like to try and convert you.
You want to try to convert me?
Yeah, why not?
Well, listen, I've already been converted to Christianity, so I can be converted to being a Mets fan. Let me ask you this. Why do people need to vote for you to be an all-star? What is it about you that just, besides your boyishly good looks, your massive American thighs, and your love of space, what else, why do people, this guy's from Cincinnati, did you know that?
Cincinnati, I love it.
Cincinnati, yeah. That's it, dude, Cincinnati, there it is. You got any STDs? No, but see, the pause.
He paused,
like,
yes.
He had to adjust his balls. why do you need to be an all-star?
Because I want to represent the city of New York out in L.A. I want to represent the best city in the world.
You know what? New York's better at L.A. than everything.
Absolutely.
Everybody that compares New York to L.A., there's no comparison. New York's the best city, and we need Pete as our representative.
And not just me, but vote for the other metros. We would absolutely love that.
Well, dude, who's definitely getting into the All-Star game from the Mets? Who's 100% in?
I mean, no one's 100% in because people need to vote.
But I mean, like Lindor's, right? Probably gonna. Who's gonna go? Who's definitely gonna go? Wow, look at how tall are you, sir?
6'6"?
Future
oh
dad.
Oh, my God. Did you know you were going to be an MLB player, or would you thought maybe you'd be a volleyball player or like a basketball player?
This was the dream.
Baseball was your dream. Where are you from? What city?
Denver.
Denver. Wow. Yeah. Nice, dude. Are you happy about their new laws with saying that certain things can be smoked?
Kind of old now, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Nice. There you go. There you have it. What's your name?
David Peterson.
David Peterson. He gave his full government name when I made a weed joke. I like you, David Peterson. This is your last week on the team.
it's okay for us.
Dude, yeah. I know. Yeah, listen. It's all good. Petey, the thing is, it's... By the way, do people call you Pete, Peter, Petey, Big P?
Well,
can you guys drop more things over there? But Pete, you know what? Honestly, dude, I'd vote for you. I'd vote for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let me ask you a question. On the voting ballot, is your name on the right or the left for the All-Star game?
It's on the right.
There it is. Yeah, it's on the right side of the All-Star game. Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Do you feel good today?
I feel great. Not as good as Pete.
Not as good as Pete. I know. I like it. I like that guy. You're like just a regular guy from Queens with a fucking baseball bat. Like just coming down the stairs. Who's talking to my wife?
That's our catcher.
Is that your catcher?
Yeah, that's our catcher.
What's his name?
Tomas Nito.
Tomas Nito. Dude, how about this? Because Tomas is a nice name. What about instead of going Pete Alonso, you go Pedro Alonso just for the voting?
I don't know, just for the voting, because people would vote Pedro in and not Pete.
Yeah.
Vote for Pedro. Vote for Pedro.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Now, what's the chances? First of all, Pete Alonso, everybody knows him, but if you don't, Pete Alonso nicknamed the polar bear. What do you think of global warming?
I mean, I think global warming stinks, especially for my brethren up north.
Wait, is he in prison up north? What's going on with him?
No, I'm talking about the polar bear population.
I know, dude, right?
Yeah.
When's the last time you've been in a room alone with a polar bear?
I mean, it's been a hot minute. I haven't seen my cousin in a minute. So, I mean, he's up in Alaska right now.
Have you ever done like a photo shoot or a video shoot or anything with a polar bear?
I've not, but I'd be down.
What, Pimp, should we do a thing? Should we do on my YouTube a thing with me and Pete with a polar bear?
Yeah, you want to go to the Bronx?
There's a guy I know. We go to the Bronx. There's a guy who used to live in my neighborhood. His name's Bobby Pets.
Okay.
He's got all types of wild animals illegally. And he used to have a pet penguin. He's dead now. But
why is he dead?
Here's the level of intelligence with this guy. He got a pet penguin, okay, in like the late 90s. We were all little kids growing up in Brooklyn. He's just Bobby Pets, got all these dog animals. He got a penguin, like an Antarctic penguin, and he had it in his basement. He lived in his mother's house in his basement, and he just put all the air conditioners on in the basement. He's like, all you got to do is feed it cheese and keep the ACs on. It'll live to fucking 50 years. It died that weekend. So it's like, you know what I mean?
I mean, he didn't feed him the good cheese. He probably fed him the Kraft bullshit.
I know, right?
I mean, if it was like fresh mozzarella, like, or something like that, I mean, he's missed the fucking boat.
Yo, dude, fuck Kraft, right? I'm Team Velveeta. I like to rub it on my nipples.
You should ask him the A-like question.
Okay, ready for this? So there's a guy that we had on my podcast, Chrissy Cass podcast. His name is John Alike. Okay, now this is out. This is in the open already. He went to prison for like years and years and years, but he was John Gotti, the mafia guy, John Gotti's main hitman, and he used to beat people with baseball bats. He'd actually probably be a good hitter. He used to beat people with baseball bats, and he said one time between a kill, he murdered someone. This is all, again, he already confessed this. He murdered someone,
right.
And while they were digging the hole for the body, he just had to take a shit. So he took a shit and then came back and finished the job. Have you ever had to take a shit during a game?
Yes, absolutely.
Really? Do you hold it in because you're in the zone more, or do you just have to be fully evacuated?
No, it's you hit the fucking panic button. You run inside, and you legitimately have to give yourself a hemorrhoid because you're just squeezing and pushing, trying to like get everything out, and then you got a speed wipe, and then you don't know if you're wiped all the way, and then you have someone yell, "Hey, there's two outs," and then that's when you really got to hurry up and get back out on the field. So it's a whole production, and it stinks.
If you genuinely don't go out there and vote for Petey Speed Wipes, you are an asshole. I mean, because I've always thought about that, because you guys are human beings.
Yeah.
And this is one of the only sports where it's like, you got to relieve yourself. You can go into the freaking dugout in between innings and just get the job done.
Well, no one shits in the dugout toilet, because that's just for pissing only. If you shit in the dugout toilet, that's bad juju.
So you can't shit in the dugout toilet. Wow, that's very interesting.
No, it's just a normal toilet, but that's like the piss toilet.
But what if you're like, you know, an all-star like you? Can the all-stars do it?
I mean, No, it's just impolite because if people just need to go or drinking water, Gatorade and such, coffee, like on the bench, if someone needs to piss, they need to piss. I can't be taking up time because sometimes you get 2-3 guys in there at a time.
Does that sound making you have to pee?
No. It just sounds, not right now.
Dude, how about this? We got on my – you know what Patreon is?
What?
Patreon?
No.
So there's a thing on my podcast, and people have it. It's like a Comedians OnlyFans. Basically, they pay $5 extra a month to get, like, bonus content and get more involved in the show. So at patreon.com/ChristyComedy, you guys know it. We always ask the fans, can they ask questions for the guests? So we got
Sick.
Some questions.
Okay.
Okay, you ready for these?
Okay.
Some of these are all from the fans. I didn't write any of these.
Bullshit.
I didn't write any of these. Okay, first question.
Okay.
Do you think because it's Pride Month, every player should be a switch hitter? Got a little giggle off from the cameraman off to the side. This woman hated it because she might be PR, but the cameraman and the union guy, a little giggle.
I would say no because I'm not good on the other side. I'm terrible on the other side.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. Ever had to take a dump during the game, we asked.
Yes.
Okay, this is from a fan, not Pete. This is not for me.
Okay.
But this fan wants to know, can you read? If so, what book are you reading? Coloring books don't count.
So, I'm actually not reading a book, and yes, I can read.
See? You piece of shit. He can read.
I was a history major. How could I not read? Yes.
Dude, so was I. What's your favorite part of history?
I really enjoy Roman history, like ancient civilizations.
Oh,
yeah.
Ancient civilizations, Roman history. Pimp, didn't we just find, they found an ancient civilization. What was it that we found in China? They found an ancient civilization in a sinkhole.
No way.
Like
ancient rainforest.
In an ancient rainforest, dude. So ancient Roman times, nice, dude.
Yes.
Ancient, dude, the Romans, I mean, first of all, I mean, Italian, we're Italian, right, Alonzo?
Yeah.
I mean, who's better than Italians? I mean, look at us, DiStefano, Alonzo. We're fucking Romans.
I mean, best wine, best olive oil, best food, unbelievable country. I mean, it's great. It's great to be
Italian.
Have
you been to Italy ever?
Yes.
You have? See, I've never been.
You need to go.
Do you want to go to Italy with me?
I would love to.
Bro, how about this? We go to Italy. Do you have kids?
No kids.
My man's pulling out. Do you? I got three kids. Three Puerto Rican kids. Why don't me? You have a wife then?
Yes.
Why don't we? Families. You come. You two come. You and your wife come.
Okay.
And get me and my wife and my three kids, and we just go to Italy together.
All right.
We'll do it. We'll get Steve Cohen's private jet.
Okay. I mean, yes. I think Steve would allow it.
Steve would allow it. Why not?
I mean,
his wife's Puerto Rican. That's how we met them. His wife being Puerto Rican, and she knew some of my comedy. I feel like Puerto Ricans and Italians, we stick together.
Absolutely.
Do you want kids?
Yes.
How many kids do you want?
My wife and I were thinking about two or three.
Two or three kids is a lot.
Yes.
Dude, I feel like I'm Amish sometimes. It's so many kids. Like, honestly, so I have a family member that they were in prison for 20 years. Their name is T.T. Jerry. And her name's T.T. Jerry, actually transgender person. T.T. Jerry, great. We went to Hershey Park yesterday with my three kids, and she told me after 8 hours in Hershey Park, she's like, I'd rather go back to prison than ever have to do this again with three kids in the Pennsylvania heat.
Well, is it worse than Disney or better than Disney?
Honestly, Disney is the worst. Disney truly is. People think that it's a good idea, and then try to go there with your children and see if, as an adult, you have a good time.
Well, it's honestly, I think the scarier thing is like when adults like you and I talk to the like Princess Belle or Mickey Mouse like they're actually real people. Freaks me out.
Dude, it's weird. Do you know some of those people who are dressed up like Gaston, they wish they were professional baseball players and they didn't make it?
Well, I'm not really thinking about that, you know, but maybe they want to be Gaston.
Wait, hold on. Wait a second, dude. Wouldn't he be a fantastic Gaston? That'd be a great bit for him to be Gaston in the new Beauty and the Beast. Dude, you are the 2022 Gaston.
Am I super douche?
No. You're a nice guy, Gaston. Oh, yeah. Harold's coming over. Are we good still?
You're good.
Okay. Wow, dude. I thought we were getting thrown out of here.
I won't let it happen.
Dude, you heard that? Pizza. Well, the only path, all paths lead through Christ. You know that, Harold.
Well, his time zone.
Yeah,
whatever
that's
Pete
it.
Says.
We're on Pete's time zone.
When Pete says cut, then.
That's what it is. Yeah, Pete said when the interview's over, he's going to smash my head off the back of the dugout.
I want to see you take BP.
Can I take BP? Pete said, what do you think? Are we allowed to?
He's the boss.
I'm not the boss.
Can we see her?
Yes.
I want to see you take BP.
Well, I know you're staying for, like, actual BP, but I think it's open. Like, we can do BP in the cage.
Dude, my friends, by the way, are such huge fans of you. Just know James DiBernardo and Pat Finnegan of Middle Village, Queens, would die to be this close to you. They literally, there'd be no way, there would be zero way that they'd be able to sit this close to you and not have at least a chubby.
Oh God. Oh, God.
I got to be honest with you, dude. Mets fans are the most diehard fans. Like, Mets
for sure.
Fans live for the fucking Mets.
Absolutely.
Okay, here's one more question.
Okay.
Smash or pass, Mrs. Met?
Definitely pass.
Smash or pass, Mr. Met?
Definitely pass. That's OPP, dude.
Do you even know who the real Mr. Met and Mrs. Met are? Have you ever met who those people actually are?
What are you talking about?
Great answer. Okay, so we asked why should people vote for you. Yeah, those are pretty much the Patreon
questions. What do you say to people who think like baseball's too long or boring? Is there something you'd implement into baseball?
Well, I think baseball is obviously one of those sports that takes time.
Right.
But you need to appreciate the little nuances of the game. Like, people who pay attention, not on their phones, they get it. They're going to enjoy it. If you're going to bring someone to a game and they're just going to be like, oh, I don't like baseball, and they're on their phone the entire time, you're not going to get it or not going to enjoy it.
How about this? What about this? This is just a pitch to make, let's say, baseball more exciting. What about you want to rush – like, you know, you want to rush the mound or whomever wants to rush the mound.
Oh, we've talked about this. We've talked about this.
It's legal.
No, we've talked about this.
You talked about this. So what's your take on it?
So we've talked about it. If someone wants to charge the mound, you're allowed to go out there and you can settle things between you and the pitcher. Mm-hmm. But whoever's the first to the ground, obviously it's over. It's broken up. No one's allowed to help. But if the guy that is being charged, whether it be the batter or the pitcher, like, let's say if a batter goes out there and the pitcher doesn't want to fight, he's allowed to yield and take a knee.
Oh, sick.
So if
as
he doesn't,
the national anthem's not playing.
Yeah, exactly. But like, if someone were to hit me in the head and me be pissed off and me go out there, it's like, listen, motherfucker, it's on. He's allowed to take a knee and yield, and then he's allowed to look like a bitch, but he's like, I don't want to fight. I'm sorry. Like, I yield. I take a knee.
Or what about this too? See, that's a great idea. I always thought about this. What about just once a game? Just once a game. It's like almost like, you know, like whatever, like the golden bat part. You put the pitcher in, like, you know, gear, like protective gear. But then once a game, each team is allowed to give their best hitter. Let's say the Mets give it to you. Just give you an aluminum bat and let you hit a 9,000-foot home run, just for fun. And we put hockey boards up like around the stadium.
Well, I think
so you don't kill a fucking fan.
Well, I think that's a great idea for extra innings. So we thought about doing, or like asking people, is instead of extra innings, we roll out an L screen, we roll out like a little pitching thing. Each guy or each team sends out their champion, guy. You get 5 swings. Whoever hits the most homers in 5 swings, game's over.
Dude,
it's like a shootout.
Why isn't that a part of the game? Would that make Pimp, who doesn't watch sports, would that make you watch baseball finally?
I think only naked baseball would make me watch.
Naked baseball? Is that a possibility?
Absolutely not.
What about on Pride Night? Dude, wow. That's what I wish that all sports would do, is talk to the players and be like, hey, you are the ones who play it every day. How do we make it better? Dude, that a shootout. 5 home runs.
Five swings. Each team sends out their champion. Or we thought about, for doubleheaders, settling the second game with a ping pong game. You just roll out a ping pong table in the middle of the thing, and no one has to sit through like 7 hours of baseball. It's just second games. You send out your ping pong champion, and then it's settled.
Is there a team in the league? You're a diehard, you know, baseball fan. You know, you love baseball your whole life. Is there a team in the league that if you got drafted by them, you'd have been like, you know what? I'm just going to go try to be an astronaut. I'm not going to play for them.
No team. Well, when I was in college, the whole astronaut thing, that ship has sailed. So for me, it was all whoever's willing to take a chance on me, I'd be happy to. Whatever stepping stone I need to take.
Nice. Good answer, baby. And by the way, same goes for me. Any agency out there that wants to take a chance on me, I'm here. Because right now,
and you've been working. No, but seriously, you've been working your ass off. I've seen you. Like, you, obviously, you have your pod. You have you have your Speshy Weshy, and then also
on Grindr,
and then also didn't you do something with Amy Schumer as well?
I did something with Amy Schumer. Are you an Amy Schumer fan?
My wife is a huge Amy Schumer fan. I really enjoy her humor, and I was so like pleasantly surprised when I saw you had a bit.
Pete, let me ask you, let me tell you something right now. I fucking bombed on that Amy Schumer thing.
Like, no, you did not. I was rolling.
Pete, it literally, you would think the audience was fucking deaf. I mean, Amy Schumer is great. What's up, buddy? How you doing? You good? You feel good today?
Raider, what's up, baby?
Nice, dude. I like the way he wears his hat high on his head. That's nice. It's almost like, you know what I mean? It's like a baseball hat and a yarmulke at the same time. Shalom. So, that guy was not interested. Well, who was that?
That was Jake Reed.
Jake Reed, good name, dude.
First names.
Who's got better names? I feel like the Mets have the best names in baseball.
We got some pretty damn good names.
I mean, Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor.
Oh, he's Puerto Rican.
I know he's Puerto. Oh, dude, are you kidding me? You might no. Trust me, my wife knows he's Puerto Rican, and she is waiting. What an upgrade it would be. Imagine you fucking were dating me, and then you were dating Francisco Lindor. I mean, what an upgrade of a life. I'm a fucking loser, Pete. Do you think I'm not, though? Do you think I'm too hard on myself?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know the story of the good wolf and the bad wolf?
Tell me.
Okay. So the good wolf is, so it's an ancient Native American proverb, which says you got two wolves inside you, a good wolf and a bad wolf.
Okay.
And they're fighting every day for dominance, right? And then the children, when they tell the children this, the children say, well, who's going to win? Which wolf's going to win? And then the Native American elder says, whatever wolf you decide to feed. If you feed the good wolf, then the good wolf will win. If you feed the bad wolf, then the bad wolf's going to win.
I love it.
So, and the good wolf is, you know, it's all good intentions, and the bad wolf is all negative intentions. So you got to feed the good wolf.
Right.
What's up, baby? You feeling good today?
I feel great.
Do you ever wear jeans and cleats? You ever go out with your cleats and nice pants on?
No, never.
Never once in your life?
Never in my life.
Nunca.
Nunca. What country are you from?
Dominican Republic.
I love the Dominican Republic.
I love it too.
How great is it, man?
Fantastic.
I've been there a couple of times. Every time I come back from the Dominican Republic, my wife doesn't let me live at the house for about a month or two.
Why?
I guess we'll talk about it later.
He has a gift for you, bro.
Oh, what is this? Oh my God, dude. Is this one of your rags? Oh.
No, it's your rag.
Wow!
Look at that robe. It's a robe. It's a bathrobe.
Nice,
a Mets
dude.
Bathrobe.
The Pete Alonso bathrobe.
Yes. You can walk around that in your house and.
No, you gotta wear that all game.
I'll wear the shit all game. Nice, dude. There it is. Wow, look at this. This feels nice and clean.
The conversion.
Yeah.
Is happening.
Oh my God, dude. A Pete Alonso bathrobe. Does it fit me well?
You wear it very well.
Nice, dude. Oh. Oh, thank you. I'm going to get I'll probably get ketchup on this within an hour.
That's fine.
Do you have this one too?
I do.
Yeah?
I mean, we can go to Italy and we can wear those matching ones.
Wow, dude.
How about that?
We can go to Italy.
And matching bathrobes.
Let's get on the flight with matching bathrobes. Matching Pete Alonso bathrobes. Dude, I really hope you play for the Mets forever.
Thank you. I do too.
Or the Yankees.
I do have a question. Do you guys believe in aliens? Here at the Mets?
Yeah. We'll talk on aliens.
Yeah, I believe in aliens.
You do believe in aliens?
Yeah.
Really? What do you think? Do you think any aliens are in the major leagues?
2 more minutes.
Oh, 2 more minutes?
Yeah.
You think any? Because there's some theories that they think aliens actually already exist and they've already interbreeded with humans. And anytime you see an advanced human, they might have alien DNA.
Well, there's too many funny instances out there for there not to be aliens. There's too much stuff out there for you not to believe.
Dude, if you were an astronaut, you could be one of the first people that saw aliens.
I mean, they're probably dapping up right now. They're probably chilling, smoking space rock on the fucking moon base.
That's I like that, dude. But you're not smoking space rock. That's amazing.
Absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. Now, aliens, do you think if aliens came to this planet, do you think they'd be Mets fans?
I mean, if they landed in New York, I don't see why not.
Right? I mean, I feel like this is, if I was going to be a fan of a team, first of all, Mr. Met looks like he's from another planet, you know?
I mean, you're not wrong.
What size head are you?
I'm a 7 3/8.
Who's got the biggest fucking head on the team?
So definitely J.D. Davis.
Be huge. What do you think? You think he's an eight?
I mean, he's got a dome.
He's
I don't know.
Maybe we can tape measure his head before I leave.
He has a special helmet.
Speaking of special helmet, dude, how great is this kid? You know this kid? It's the fucking yes. Dude.
Our clubhouse manager. I'll tell you what. Our clubbies work so damn hard. Like, they take care of a lot of shit for us, and they are the unsung heroes in baseball, not just in the big leagues, but in the minor leagues. Those guys work their damn ass off.
Let me tell you something right fucking now. That kid, Todd. He keeps it cool. That kid, he can't think of a better job than this. If you gave him this robe, he would give it back to you in a week, and it'd be sticky and crunchy. Just know that. Fucking Pete Alonso. I mean, dude, what a... Yeah, now you're going to go hit... Can you hit a home run for me tonight?
I can't promise you that, but...
Come on, Babe Ruth promised it. Dude, you're the new Babe Ruth.
Dude, Babe Ruth, there's so many lies about, like, the... It's just a lot of the stuff, it's like, you can't dispute his numbers, but, like, some of the stuff, I think it's all bullshit. I just think it's people making stuff up.
You think they made up the legend of Babe Ruth?
There are stories that are probably over-dramatized.
Dude, here it is. In 2022, do you know what your name's got to be? Listen, here's the truth. With the youth today, you want to get all-star votes? You want to get all-star votes? Then you better put your name on that ballot as Babe Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Oh, God. Pete, tell them why they need to vote for you. Tell them.
I want to represent New York, the best city in the world out in L.A., and I want to do it with my teammates, and I'll go out there and kick some ass.
This is the type of New York we want represented in L.A., all right? Not Michael Rappaport. Even though I love Mike Rappaport. Oh, no. Pete, zoom in on his legs, and then just for the fellas at home, this is for you, Pat. Zoom in on. Oh, and my friend Lucas Seigen also is a big fan of yours. He's an emergency room doctor, so if you ever get hurt or anything, go to his hospital. He'll take care of you.
Okay.
Just don't get anesthesia from him, because I don't know what the hell he'd do to you if you had just a sleeping Pete Alonso.
Oh God.
For 2 hours. I don't know.
Cranial check.
Out of there. This is a sweet robe, dude. I like. Bro, I got this robe on. I'm not even sweating.
That's the point.
Oh, I love it, man. Dude, this is a great gift.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you like it.
Because you're a polar bear.
Yes.
Do you want to go out of this interview doing an Inuit kiss? I think that's what we do to get the votes. Because you are the polar bear.
I'm good. I'm sorry.
All right, how about that? We'll get as close as we can.
No. You're a fucking clown.
Chrissy Chaos. Magic Spoon, baby. I love Magic Spoon. CMS, Chrissy Magic Spoon. I'm Chrissy the Magic Spoon, Magi. It is, by the way, they have this flavor now, Pimp, Blueberry Muffin. It's the best cereal, truthfully, it's the best tasting cereal I've ever tasted in my entire life, the Blueberry Muffin one. It is 140 calories. It's keto friendly. It's sugar free. It's got 14 grams of protein, low carb, gluten free, grain free, soy free, and it tastes amazing. Okay. I mean, they have, peanut butter, cocoa, frost, and all the traditional ones that taste like the cereals that you used to eat when you were a kid, but they are healthy. Okay. Half the calories, no sugar. You feel good after you eat them. But the Blueberry Muffin one, I'm like, and they have cinnamon roll, which I haven't tried cinnamon roll yet, but we got to get cinnamon roll, Jazz. That's the one. And you're going to get a great discount if you go to magicspoon.com/chaos and use the promo code chaos. You're going to get $5 off your order. Magicspoon.com/chaos. Use the promo code chaos. $5 off your order. Get that blueberry muffin flavor and tell me how you like it, because I love it. And get them all. Actually, get the custom bundle. Get all the good ones, and then get Blueberry Muffin and let me know, because I love it. MagicSpoon.com/chaos, promo code chaos. Look, babe, we're all adults here, okay? We got the kids in the pool. We're adults here. And I know some of us choose to use nicotine to relax, focus, or just unwind after a long day. Lucy is a modern oral nicotine company that makes nicotine gum, lozenges, and pouches for adults. You can be like a little Lucy kangaroo, and who are looking for the best, most responsible way to consume their nicotine. I told you my aunt's been using Lucy and she loves it. She really says that it's the best nicotine alternative she's ever had. She's feeling good. She's looking good. Now this product does contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical. I just want to say that. But this is a nicotine alternative. It's better for you than smoking. And I just think, like I said, my aunt loves it. I've got a family member who loves it. And she said
She re-ups every month. So you can get a nice discount if you go to lucy.co. That's L-U-C-Y.co and use the promo code CHAOS at checkout for a nice discount. Lucy.co, promo code CHAOS at checkout. And let me know. Screenshot it. Let me see your Lucy, baby. Patreon.com/ChristyComedy. That's where the fun's happening. That's where the magic's happening. Over 70 plus hours of content and a comedy special that just lives at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. Only $5. Comedy special material that isn't anywhere else, but at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. We call our fan base, we call ourselves the Puerto Ricans or the Christians. So go be a Christian, go be a Puerto Rican at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. Vlogs and episodes, full episodes. So whatever you're working on, you know, you got a long drive, you ran out of Christy Chaos episodes to listen to, 70 plus hours of episodes that only live at patreon.com/ChristyComedy, plus a comedy special, plus vlogs for the last, from the past 2 years. It's the, I think it's personally the best part of the show. And it's really where you dive deep behind the scenes of the show. Patreon.com/ChristyComedy. Go subscribe now. All right, here we go. We're back. Pete Alonso had to go take batting practice. Go vote for Pete. Vote for him like 10 times. You can keep voting for him to get into the MLB All-Star game. And why don't you screenshot? If you vote for him, I want you to screenshot it and either tweet it at me or put it out to Patreon at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. Put it on the community board or send me your screenshots that you voted for him. Send it to the email. ChrissyChaosPod@gmail.com, and we're gonna pick a couple of winners, a couple of people who screenshotted their votes, and we're gonna give them free tickets to a comedy show I'm actually doing in New York. I'm gonna be doing a bit of a residency every week for June and July. Every Wednesday, I'm gonna be doing shows at New York Comedy Club, working out my new hour of comedy. And I'm calling it "I Have Nothing." Just like the Whitney Houston song, because I don't have anything. And I had a flyer made of just me, my face superimposed on Whitney Houston's body, and I am fully in blackface. So they said I can't have it because I can't use that because I have gotten involved. I'm now actually going to be the face of a certain company that I will only say the name of that on Patreon at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. So I got to be careful. But also I got my comedy special at patreon.com/ChristyComedy, not Specy Weshy, a full new comedy special, patreon.com/ChristyComedy. Pete Alonso gave me a robe and a baseball bat signed with his stats. I feel like a Make-A-Wish. I genuinely feel and probably look to some of you like a Make-A-Wish. And I got to be honest, man, I think that the Mets probably, if I was going to guess, the most people with special needs probably are Mets fans. Like the most people who sit in the stands with headphones that have the radio in the headphones doing the box score of the game are at Citi Field, I would say. I would say, honestly. Oh, no. If you, right? I mean, who's got a more special? I mean, and this is a compliment. I'm just saying. Like if you had special needs, and I know some of you guys do, and we probably do here. Who's a better team than the Mets, dude? They have a fucking big baseball that puts on a jersey and runs around. That's special needs.
He's got a big head.
Yeah, so do they. Sorry. God bless you. My allergy. See, God, that's it. What do they say when you sneeze? Because the angel crossed over or something like that. Well, the angel. I mean, dude, I love that. Are these soundproof?
I hope.
Imagine
so.
I just broke that. I guess not. The guy just looked over. We're sitting in, I guess, the press booth.
We're somewhere.
This booth is actually, so there was a game last year that was a rain delay. And Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets, was like, because I had just bombed for his birthday party. He was like, why don't you go into this booth and do comedy for the fans huddled under the freaking awnings for the rain delay? I was like, Steve, I'm going to bomb. He goes, that's the point. He was like, I just want to laugh at you. I was like, great. I'll be your monkey.
By the way, there was a lot of sexual tension between you and Pete.
Bro, Pete Alonso, let me tell you something. Pete Alonso, all I heard leading up to this moment from my boys was like, oh, Pete Alonso's all about baseball. He's not going to be good on the podcast. He's going to talk about baseball. Bro, Pete Alonso told us wild stuff, dude. He told us that, like, you can't take a shit in the clubhouse bathroom. It's like, dude, do you realize my boys who are diehard Mets fans never knew that? They all assumed they were shitting. I wanted to ask him if he ever jerked off in between innings. That's what I really wanted to ask him. So, like, because I would think you have to have had, maybe not Pete, but players have jerked off in between games. There's no way they haven't jerked off in between games.
They have such good forearms.
Seriously, maybe that's the key. Maybe that's the key to home run hitting, is just keeping your forearms nice and loose in between innings. I should have said that to Pete. dude, there was a couple of things I pushed out on with Pete.
What did you push out on?
I pushed out on asking him which player had the biggest dick. I pushed out on that. And I pushed out on asking him if he could celebrity box one other athlete. Who would he celebrity box? Fuck, because I would have loved to know.
You got to let me know. I have no shame in it. I'd be happy if they don't welcome me back here.
Imagine he said the celebrity I'd like to box is Leah Thomas from the University of Pennsylvania swim team. Bro, that guy's a fucking Republican, Pete.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I have no idea. Dude, he was great. I had a good time. I'm so thankful for this robe and this bat. Dude, literally, Jasmine constantly is like, Chris, I know you're gay. And I'm like, I'm not gay. But now I'm coming home with a baseball bat and another man's robe. It's like, yeah.
You look like your stepdad just spoiled you.
Dude, my stepdad. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Beautiful.
This Josh Cohen in the background, recent NYU graduate, just threw me. I asked Josh to go get a shirt from his wardrobe that I could wear in the pod, and this is what he came out with. A woman, dude. Is this a woman shirt?
Sorry, did I give you the wrong one?
Dude, you gave me an XL woman's.
No, that's an XL men's.
This is an XL men's.
Yeah, so you better lose some weight before you put that on.
Dude, we were saying, I was saying on questions that I pushed out about with Pete. I wanted to say to Pete, in between innings, do you ever just keep your forearms nice and warmed up? And Josh is shaking. He said no because he knows the answer is yes. He sent to buy lube for the players. First of all. The Mets, I'm ready to say this right now, is I vote for the Mets, okay? I'm a New York guy, and because my father's born and raised in the Bronx, of course I have loyalty to the Yankees. Of course I have to. But I'm voting for the Mets. I would say I'm going to describe myself as born into the Yankees, but voting for the Mets. So that's what it is, okay? Like, imagine being the gay son of a Republican senator. That's who I am. Is I can't really come out because I was born into another world. But you know what I am. Dude, I'm at Pride Night at Citi Field. You know why. By the way, this looks like before Pete gave this bat to me, he stuck it all the way up his ass. I mean, why are there two different colors? Is this pine? What is it, Josh? Is it pine tar or something?
There's pine tar on the bottom, yeah.
Pine tar on the bottom.
Natural grain of the wood.
This is just the natural grain of the wood. I love it, dude. Dude, this was, you know, even if you're not a fan of baseball, I think you have to admit it was pretty cool. Because to be a professional athlete, to be a professional in anything, but especially to be a professional athlete, you have to get to a certain level of success and achievement that most human beings cannot get to. So it's very rare to be able to sit down and talk to someone, even if it's only 20, 30 minutes, who's been able to achieve feats that Pete's been able to achieve. Now, yes, he doesn't know calculus. Could he toe spread? Probably not.
He's hitting right behind
me. Oh, Pete's hitting right behind me? Look at this. Can you even see it, though, on camera? Not really, Pimpy.
Yeah, you can see it.
Wow, look at that. Home run. Hit a home run for me, Pete. I'm your biggest fan. Dude, Pete fucking... Dude, Pete is, I mean, we had a good time. And I mean, you know, I just want to say quickly, shout out, thank you to Josh Cohen. Thanks to the Mets. Thanks to Pete's agent. We're going to be doing a comedy night with Pete sometime in August for his foundation. So come out to that at the Paramount Theater. And I'll also be at the Paramount Theater New Year's Eve. Tickets go on sale soon, Huntington, Long Island. But yeah, I know it's a bit of a different speed, Chrissy Chaos episode, but it's great. I want to get T.T. Jerry here, but T.T. Jerry is tired because we went to Hershey Park yesterday. We went to Hershey Park. We got there in Hershey, Pennsylvania. By the way, Hershey Park, first of all, Milton Hershey. I think Hershey is the gayest candy. Twizzlers by far, if there's the gayest candy in the world, is Twizzlers. If there's a Popper's version of candy, it's Twizzlers. Right?
Well, Skittles is the rainbow.
Skittles is the rainbow, but Twizzlers is the dick.
I heard Skittles is like, we're not the rainbow this month.
Oh, really?
Aren't you sick of the corporate gay
stuff?
Yeah,
I'm sick of the corporate pride bullshit. It's like, dude, we all know you're homophobes, okay? We all know it. Just shut up. You're not fooling anybody. but we went to Hershey Park, woke up at 6 a.m. What we did was is we told the kids in the morning. We said the night before, Vinny made Hershey shirts, Hershey 2022 shirts. It was really nice. We made these shirts, and Vinny said what we're going to do is we're going to tell them the next morning, like make believe they're waking up to go to school, but give them the Hershey shirts. And we did that. Delilah lost her mind, was like, I can't believe I'm not going to school. I'm going to Hershey. Violet, you know, almost tried to eat the shirt. She was excited. Tristan didn't want to go. He was like, I'd rather go to school. I was like, what? He goes, I'd rather go to school. I have projects due. I want to be with my friends. I don't want to go to Hershey Park. And you know what? By the end of the day, after being at Hershey Park for 12 hours in the fucking disgusting, humid Pennsylvania heat, I was like, we should have went with Tristan. Tristan is the smartest member of the family.
Skipped?
No, he went.
Oh, you forced him.
Begrudgingly.
Dude, your first teenager.
Bro, he was like, why would I want to go to Hershey Park? This is bullshit. And I was like, dude, because there's rides you can go. And he's like, I'd rather just go hang out with my friends in school. So then, and then now the thing doesn't work with a 12-year-old where Jasmine was like, well, then we're going to take you to school. He was like, okay, good. So you would think like, he'd be like, no, please. He's like, yeah, that's where I want to go.
Now, how full-blown teenager is he? Is it because it's exhausting and stuff, or does he not want to be around you two?
I think he probably doesn't want to be around me. Yeah, he goes, so literally, because I went on all the roller coasters besides one because I just ate in like three things of Dippin' Dots and I just felt like I was going to puke. So then we're driving home from Pennsylvania and I only go on one ride. And then we're driving home. It's like 10, it's like 8 o'clock at night. And off to the left, there's a chicken farm. And then T.T. Jerry goes, oh, look, all the chickens. And then Tristan goes, yeah, I see one driving the car. I was like, wow.
Got him.
I almost pulled over and be like, get the fuck out of my car.
That's great. He's doing roast battle in your house.
Yeah, he crushed me.
That's a good bit. We do roast battle with your kids versus
with my
you.
Kids. Dude, I mean, Delilah shits on Tristan all the time because he's lactose intolerant. She'll just hold up pieces of cheese in front of him. And she'll be like, you want some of this poopy pants?
So what goes down at Hershey?
It's exhausting. To go to Hershey Park with children. It's fun. I don't want to say it's fun. It's beautiful to watch the kids enjoy stuff and make memories. But for the adults, it is exhausting. We got in there at 11 a.m. By 2 o'clock, I already had four beers. Troger's, nice. Troger beers, Trogs. Dude, I was banging out beers. I went on a ride called the Great Bear. Almost threw up. I had a good... See, the thing is with going on... When I would go on rides as a kid, you don't think about all the possibilities of stuff that can go wrong. When you ride the rides as an adult, all you think about is the buckles blasting open when you're going down over a loop, something malfunctioning. You're thinking about Final Destination. If you go on a roller coaster as an adult and you don't at least one time during that ride think about Final Destination, you're psychotic. You are a psychotic person if you're not thinking about Final Destination as an adult going on a roller coaster. Now, bro, by the way, also, one thing that happens in American amusement parks, you see the fattest people you've ever seen in your entire life. There was a couple of rides that I was very, very snug. Let's say it was snug getting into. There's no chance in hell some of those people could get on any of those rides. Not a chance in hell. And then you realize, dude, I spent like $800 yesterday between all the family's tickets because there were six of us, you know, and Violet. All the tickets, the fast passes, the food. Easily $800. The most fun Delilah had, the highlight of the trip for her when we asked her this morning, there's this ride there called Tidal Force. It's a big log flume that goes down and then you can stand on a splash bridge and the water hits you off the bridge. That was the most fun she had. I was like, I spent $800 for my kid to get splashed by a freaking log flume. I literally could have taken her outside to the backyard, giving her a Hershey bar and then hit her with the hose, and she'd be like, this is great. That's what I'm going to do from now on. Instead of taking the kids to Hershey Park, I'm going to give them all Hershey kisses and Hershey bars and just hose them down. Because they have so much fun doing that. Literally, dude. I would say, oh, and you know what happened? You know what happened? I'm not going to shout his name out, but it was one of those things where, tell me, I don't know if people have ever been in this situation. So you ever been in a situation where you knew someone very, very well when you were like a teenager, and then you haven't seen them in 20 plus years, but then you see them for the first, like you forgot they even existed, and then you see them for the first time in 20 plus years, but you don't want to talk to them? That's what happened to me. And the reason why is, dude, the last time I saw this kid, we were 17 years old. Now he's 37, so 20 years later. He's so fat, he had to get one of those motorized wheelchairs, but just because of his weight. And I kind of felt like I want to say hi to him, but almost don't want to put it. I felt like he would feel bad if somebody from his past saw him in his state. Now, I don't know what happened to him, but like I saw this kid, and I was like, should I just say hi to him? And then I actually was like, made the decision, like I was going to go say hi to him, but then he was getting a Philly cheesesteak. So I was like, oh shit, I don't want to go see him with the Philly cheesesteak because then I'll want to eat it. And I'm trying not to eat red meat because my cholesterol is too high. But it was you ever been in that situation?
That's tough because then you're like, am I being egotistical?
Yes.
Am I placing myself above him even though he's a fucking mess?
Because I was like, when am I ever going to see this guy again? There's no way he's going to live through the summer.
Yeah, those moments are tough, but it's also like, what is it going to bring to your life? What is it?
Yeah, I mean, I would have said hi. He would have said hi back. You know, he would have asked if there was candy in my bag and if he could have some. And then, you know, he would have tried to eat my toddler. And I'm like, and I don't need that. I just didn't feel like dealing with that. T.T. Jerry, this was an exact quote. At the end of the trip, at the Hershey's trip, because we were there for 10 hours, I go, did you have fun? She goes, I'm so exhausted. I was like, I know, it's tiring, right? She goes, oh my God. She goes, honestly, she goes, that's the first time that I felt like I was back in prison. I was like, damn. She goes, I can't believe it. She goes, that's really not that fun. She goes, why you think that was fun? I was like, you didn't have fun going on the ride? She goes, yeah, a little bit, but with the kids, it's crazy. With the food prices, it's crazy. She was like, I don't know. She's like, and also you guys got the pool. I don't know why you don't just stay by the pool. I was like, yeah, well, because our pool's all fucked up. All of a sudden, my pool now is cloudy. My pool looks like a chlamydia piss. You ever see somebody piss that has chlamydia and it's just a cloudy mess in the toilet bowl? Not that I've ever seen it. And it's just a cloud. Not that I've ever had chlamydia. You guys know I've had it three times. Three times. That's what my pool looks like. And my pool guy's like, oh, it's phosphorus. I'm like, who's putting phosphorus in the pool? Did one of my kids get a fucking science project from KiwiCo and throw the phosphorus in the damn pool? By the way, KiwiCo, I know, I don't know if they're sponsoring this episode or not, but that thing is so awesome. We did a science project with Delilah last week. Dude, I didn't know, like, I know how to make like a volcano now out of just household items. All you need is an underwater volcano. All you need is food coloring, oil, and water, and I can make like little Alka-Seltzer tablets, like little gas bubble things, and I can make you an underwater volcano. That's what I want to make for the Mets. Pete Alonso gave me a bat, a robe. Josh Cohen has given me access to the players' lives and free food and probably thousands of dollars worth of tickets at this point. And my gift back to them is going to be a blue and orange underwater volcano that my 7-year-old made. That's what I'd like to do. And for Josh, we'll put a little ketamine in it. That's what I'd like to do. Now, Pimp, let me ask you this. There's a new thing going around, and I want to know if you want to do this. There's a new thing going around where people now, in an effort to kind of clear up their mental health, are microdosing like heroin. Would you do it?
If things really got that bad.
Well, there's that professor. There's a famous professor who says he does heroin in small doses every day, and he lives like the best life.
Yeah, but I don't even like reading books. He must just read books on heroin.
There's got to be a better way for us to digest books, because reading one just takes too long.
It stinks.
It stinks, dude. It
stinks. I want to be smarter, but it sucks.
Now, do you think Pete Alonso can read or no? Because he said on the pod he could earlier, but do you think he can now that he's not here and he can't beat us up? He looks like a guy that probably couldn't read, right?
I mean, I don't think it'll ever matter. He's a handsome guy.
Dude, that guy, Pete Alonso, if he didn't make a professional at professional baseball, I mean, he's from Florida. Dude, that guy would have been like working at a fucking gas station.
Magic Mike.
He would have been Magic Mike. Dude, Pete...
I still think Naked Baseball is the best.
Honestly, Naked Baseball will be pitched for the next Pride Night. I've already been told by the Mets organization that that will be pitched for the next Pride Night. I wish we would have gotten a chance to take batting practice, take some swings, just watch me pull a back muscle. Dude, could you imagine I pulled a muscle and I sued the Mets? I'd be like, listen, dude, all I want is a tenth of the team. Dude, my master plan is to somehow get so involved with the Cohen family that I get the Mets in the will and then somehow get to a point where I own the Mets, and then I'm the king of New York.
What was the first day you own the Mets? What do you do?
First day I own the New York Mets is I announce that I would make Delilah, however old she is, I'd make her the coach. She would just be the coach. I'd make T.T. Jerry in charge of designing the uniforms, and everybody would come. T.T. Jerry would make cleats into high heels somehow.
And the Bat Boy. She got to be the Bat Boy.
If T.T. Jerry was in charge of running the team, she would make all the employees just hot black men. So if I owned the Mets, it would be literally, it would be good for the team because I would hire T.T. Jerry as head of operations. She would just hire black men to do everything so she could look at them. And so it'd be like, dude, we'd be the best fucking woke, most woke team in baseball. The most politically correct team in baseball. I guess they already are.
The Mets?
Well, they're better than the Rays. The Rays wouldn't even wear fucking rainbows on Pride Night.
Oh, really?
How come there's not a team? I think the next team that get the next expansion baseball team, you have to just name them the Rainbows. Like, how come there's no team names that are, like, pro-gay? You know what I mean?
I think they go the other way.
What are you saying?
And I want homophobic team names.
The Houston Homos.
The Houston No Homos.
The Houston No Homos. I think owning a baseball team is what? Do you think we can get enough Patreon? Hey, listen, when we get to 10,000 Patreon members, we'll put in a bid for a baseball team.
Yeah, with our
bro,
Patreon.
6,000 Patreon members. We got to get to 6,000 Patreon members. We're a few hundred away. Go to patreon.com/ChristyComedy. Sign up. Not only do you get 70 hours plus a bonus content, not only do you get a comedy special for only $5, but when we get to 6,000, we are going to do a Chrissy Chaos Night at the Staten Island Ferryhawks Independent League Stadium on Staten Island, where the first 1,000 Patreon members get in for free. For free. And then anyone else, if we get over 1,000 people who want to come, I'll buy their tickets for them. So you will get in for free if you can show active Patreon subscription. So go to patreon.com/ChristyComedy, sign up, and half the proceeds from that game are going to go to the Tunnels to Tower Foundation for 9/11 Foundation. And I'm also going to make my 9/11 joke in NFT, and I'm going to give 100% of the proceeds, if we can sell that NFT, to the Tunnel to Tower Foundation, which helps out all service members and cops, firemen, anyone who was affected by 9/11, and helps the family. So it's a good foundation. When I'm going to make the 9/11 joke in NFT and put it on the radio, SiriusXM, all those proceeds go there. So we'll put those links up, you know, when it gets all official. But that's what we're talking about now.
There's a few things I'm going to run by you.
Uh-oh.
Also, I'm going to hop on the Discord more, the Chrissy Chaos.
Oh, yes, Discord. The Discord. Yeah, yeah. Be active on the Chrissy Chaos Discord. We had a discussion. We're going to start utilizing that more.
But Ghislaine Maxwell asked for a lighter sentence over her childhood trauma.
Ghislaine Maxwell asked for a lighter sentence over a childhood trauma. Well, honestly, man, unfortunately, the thing with Ghislaine Maxwell is she is an older white woman. It'd be better today if she would get a lighter sentence if she was a minority person that murdered white people. She would get a lighter sentence. But unfortunately, she is already a white woman, that the only thing she's done is been a part of sexually abusing and molesting children for the past 30 years. So that's not going to get you a lighter sentence. But if you are someone who's been on parole for the past 5 years and you murder a woman and her kid in the stroller, you'll get a lighter sentence. So unfortunately, Ghislaine, you know, raping kids isn't enough.
And she's also complaining about prison conditions, saying it's better in England.
prison conditions are better in England?
She
Why
wants to be everyone, transferred to England.
Does everyone get tea in England? What are the prison conditions? I mean, it's prison, lady. You ever? I mean,
it has to be easier over there, no?
Bro, you know prisons in Sweden. Like, if you murdered someone, or maybe it's Norway. Like, if you literally like school shooters, killed kids. The maximum sentence in Norway is 20 years, and you serve the last half of that on a farm, doing farm work. That really? You cannot get life in prison there. It doesn't matter what you do. 20 years is as far as it can go.
Wow.
And you serve it on a fucking farm. And most of the time you get work release programs, and you go out and you like learn how to build ships and do stuff like that, like shipbuilding yards and whatever, you know, Norwegian people do. You learn how to hunt reindeer.
Also, China made contact with aliens and then deleted the report they did.
So yesterday, Pim sent me it wasn't an article. It was a picture that China made contact with aliens, a real alien civilization. And I was like, yo, where's the article? And you were like, oh, it'll be coming out tonight. And then it never came out. So
well,
they deleted
their
it.
Report.
Wow. I wonder. See, there is got to be some type of one world order. There has to be something.
So then it becomes like if China touches base first, what are they going to do? Like lie?
Right.
What are they going to say to aliens?
I mean, at this point, what do you say to aliens? You know?
I think you try to befriend them first and then use them, no?
Dude, yesterday at Hershey Park, I saw a guy wearing a shirt that said Trader Joe's, but it was spelled T-R-A-I-T-O-R, and it had a picture of Biden underneath it. Just walking around, going on the super duper looper with a Trader Joe Biden shirt. I was dying.
That's amazing.
Oh, by the way, I ordered something. I ordered on Fox News yesterday or 2 days ago. I was watching it, and I had a few tequilas, and I ordered the Children's Guide to President Trump's Presidency. So they're coming in. I think they're on the way. So we'll read those. We'll read those either on the Patreon or next week's episode.
Yeah, we should
just because it's funny. I'll get some from Biden too. Not that I'm political. It's just funny.
We should do story time with Chris.
Oh my God, story time with Chris would be fucking hilarious. What are we gonna do? Because now it's next year. They said, you know, they're gonna start. They'll allow parents to come in for career day. Do we go in? Do I go in for career day as a comedian? Do we go in with the cameras and do a pod with the kids?
If it's legal,
why wouldn't we be able to? If we kept it all obviously clean and nice and fun.
I don't know. It depends on their parents. I don't know.
I wonder if the parents would say yes or no to that.
They'd probably have more objections than a drag show.
If you are, I know. By the way, last week a lot of people were mad at what we said about drag shows. Yeah, I don't want it in the schools either, because I just want you to teach my kids reading, writing, and arithmetic. But the bottom line is we live in a world where you probably can't stop that shit. So is it the worst thing in the world to have drag queens? I mean, no. But it's also, do I want it? Of course not. No fucking parent want, because I don't want you to teach my kids about sexuality. It's my job. You got to leave me some jobs. I don't know your political fucking agenda. Just teach my kid calculus, unless you're Pete Alonso. Then you failed it. But other than that, it's like, I don't care, lady. Like, just, I want you to teach, like, I'm a parent. Not everything is, you don't have to teach my kid everything. I'm a very present parent. Am I on the phone 99% of the time? Yes. But I'm present. Yeah, man, this was, what'd you eat today so far?
I haven't ate yet.
I haven't eaten one thing yet.
No.
Actually, I haven't eaten anything either. I worked out and so now what I've been doing, tell me if this is stupid, what I've been doing, oh, I had a blueberry scone. But it was vegan. It was from Bloom Cafe.
That's fine.
So it was vegan. What I've been doing now is I worked out pretty hard today. And then in my protein shake, I put protein, fiber, athletic greens, and ashwagandha. And I wash it, and I take a garlic pill for cholesterol and wash it down. You think like loading up your protein shakes is okay? You think like that's going to be a disaster for my insides?
Let's see what the comments say. I'm sure somebody's going to have advice.
Do you do protein shakes?
No, I've always thought that was a scam.
Really?
Yeah.
But how do you get your protein after you work out? Because you've been able to keep muscle on.
I just eat food.
Yeah, but you just eat like a hearty like grilled chicken salad or something.
I just eat eggs or something.
Dude, my new thing, my thing that I love to do is just delaying breakfast. I like to eat breakfast now at like 1 o'clock. I like to start my eating at 1 o'clock and then I eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but it starts at one. I like a delay. Try a delayed breakfast and also try a delayed coffee. Let me know what you guys think about delaying coffee and not having your first cup of coffee till like noon. See if you can do it.
You're just edging with food and
coffee. Yeah, dude, that's what edging with food and coffee is the way to go. All right, folks. Guys, good episode, fun times. I love you so much. Every freaking Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, we're here. Like and subscribe. Christy Comedy on YouTube. By the way, that YouTube bit, that bit that I put out on my Instagram and YouTube where I was doing crowd work with that kid, Adam Gay, who was a huge football player, he messaged me and was like, yeah, say that to my face. I was like, I did for 20 minutes. No, he's actually a really cool guy. He was like, this is awesome. Thanks for having me a part of it. I was like, thank God, dude. Adam Gay versus Pete Alonso would be a fucking fun matchup. Bro, being down here by the dugout and seeing how big baseball players are, they are big, big, big boys. Big boys.
Terrifying.
Big kids, man. Oh, wow, this bat smells like nice smoked wood. All right, ChristyComedy.com for all Tiki Wikis. Chicago Theater's on sale. San Francisco's on sale. We got Montreal's going to go on sale very soon. And Vermont. We're coming to Vermont. Actually, might be on sale. Vermont and Montreal might be on sale already. End of July, ChristyComedy.com. Go there for all my dates. And we got the fall tour coming out soon. Doing all new material. All new material. And New York Comedy Club, that residency every Wednesday throughout the summer. ChristyComedy.com. All new material. If you see me in your city, I'm doing all new jokes.